CBO Director, Inflation of Past Couple of Years Resulted from Spending. By Ian Hanschett on August 16, 2023. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNBC's Squawk Box, Congressional Budget Office, CBO, Director Philip Swagel said that we've seen the downsides of massive government spending over the past couple of years, with the inflation that resulted. Although he acknowledged supply constraints were another contributor to inflation. Co-host Joe Kernan asked, why not use the strength of the dollar and the reserve status of the dollar, knowing that we can do as much as we want, and we were always going to be able to borrow. So let's just really ramp it up, Keynesian. And just, let's engender 5% GDP growth from government spending. And damn the torpedoes, we'll worry about it later. People think you can do that, it's called MMT, the Fed will save us, print enough money. Why doesn't that work, Phil? Swagel answered, yeah, I think we've seen the downsides of that over the past couple of years, first, with the inflation that resulted. Now, of course, that was partly the supply constraints, on top of the fiscal. Kernan then cut in to ask, is there anything to it? Phil, that we can do it, we can print, the dollar is a reserve currency. Where we can print and people will continue to buy. Is there a breaking point? Because MMT people don't think there is. Swagel responded, at some point, there is, whether we have inflation in the near term. And that contributes to higher interest rates, or bond purchasers will balk at buying more U.S. debt. At some point, we'll see that in inflation and interest rates. And then that feeds back into growth, which, as you said, makes things more difficult. Follow Ian Hanschett on Twitter at Ian Hanschett.